Kalula community and First Nations people are protesting the Queensland Government's proposed construction of eco-tourism cabins in the Kalula National Park. The plans were announced on March 2021 and the government has continued to face community backlash ever since. Locals say the development is an attempt to commercialise nature. Brooke Jeffs found out more.
This is what the Kalula National Park should sound like. The Queensland Government's recent project is replacing the serene ambiance with machinery. Locals and First Nations people, the Kabi Kabi, are rallying against the Queensland Government's proposal to transform the Kalula National Park into a tourism hotspot. Plans unveiled by the government in March 2021 detail how eco-cabins for hikers will be constructed in five sites throughout the park. Residents fear, though, that these lodges aren't as eco-friendly as advertised. In the government's own report, ecologists warn environmental degradation might occur from development. Senior lecturer from Griffith University School of Environment and Science, Dr. Ellie Chauvinette, explains the impacts.
You start cutting down trees, you affect the sediments, you affect the runoff, you affect the interaction with the water quality. A chain of consequences, short-term and long-term, that might change this ecosystem completely or significantly enough that you might lose biodiversity.
Regardless of expert advice, the government is continuing to arrange building. Convener of Protect Our Parks, Greg Wood, expresses the community outrage and belief that the government is trading biodiversity for profit.
Nature now within national parks has to compete with commercial ambitions. I don't want to get crass with my analogies, but if we're going to see commercial investors as a pack of wolves, well, you know, our national parks are sitting there like a flock of sheep.
Despite protests, the government insists neighbourhoods surrounding the park are being adequately consulted. Greg Wood says it is not consultations taking place, but heavily constricted information sessions.
The government did roll out a information sequence of meetings through the month of June 2021, and I went to one of the local meetings here in Rainbow and was instructed by the Department of Environment project managers on what was going to happen. Strongly managed to avoid any interaction. It was quite aggressive towards attempts by the community to challenge or to interrogate some of the plans. It seems in retrospect from what we've been looking at that they don't have all the detail. It's kind of like an ideological shamble.
The government also asserts they are conversing with the First Nations people through the Kabi Kabi Native Title Aboriginal Corporation. Partnering together, the government alleges they are organising park tours led by Native Title applicants that will provide revenue for Kabi people. Kabi lawman Woodbooker says applicants of the Native Title are benefiting, but don't represent or confer with the Kabi Kabi people.
See, the thing is with the applicants, they've set up a corporation which they won't allow any other Kabi people to go into that corporation or have a say. They don't care. All they're worried about is looking after their own families and destroying our sites in the meanwhile. You know, all this comes down to is money. And most of them don't even come from there. They're waka waka.
Some areas identified for lodging are located on sacred sites. Woodbooker maintains that Kabi people desire to preserve these grounds.
We want to preserve this for everybody, not just us, because it's a sensitive area. And then you've got sacred sites that are all over that place, burials that are there, you know, and they just want to sign off on everything and destroy it.
Residents are urging the government to have a proper discussion regarding how the unique and beloved landscape should be used.
An ancillary thing we want is what we haven't had, which is a proper discussion at the community level of what we do need in parks for better local and visitor experiences. There's no public consultation requirements, and the government's actually used that as an excuse for why they haven't done it. Oh, because we don't have to. They don't seem to understand the problem in that statement. Oh, we don't have to, so we won't. Well, you won't next time, will you? When it goes from 10 cabins to 20, we won't hear about it.
Protect Our Parks is imploring others join their cause by signing their online petitions or writing to MPs. This is Brooke Jeffs. Stay sunny.
Brooke Jeffs there with that story.